When I tell you, please drink some water for me. I'm doing something more. This is true of everybody. In our slightly shifted self-care culture, when you get reminded to drink some water, the socially acceptable way of going through a predefined set of programming parameters. I'll talk about these parameters, and they'll seem obvious to you. But not everything's obvious to everyone, and sometimes the reminder is better if it comes with a little bit of palaver. A little bit of preamble. This nod to thirst. Relax, breathe in and out. Except that some information might even be difficult to internalize. There is a lacking of care enmeshed in our culture. There is a care deficit. So we nod to acknowledge that, and take a moment to drink some water, literally and metaphorically. Do a check. There are acronyms they have during heat waves for checking in, hydrating, and so on. With an emphasis on the take a moment, drink some water, and on the take care of yourself relative to any local hazards. Remember to stay hydrated. This is also meant to be hypnotic enough that you can mix it in a playlist and get the reminder to drink water, maybe while staying enmeshed in whatever other stuff you're listening to. Reminders are a symbol for the thing we dare not say. When you're struggling under capitalism, you can't take care sometimes, but come on, it looks like you're burning it at both ends today. There's a level of encouragement to spend your body in service to results, well, don't. To stay up late, burn the candle at both ends, work the night shift. To put the extra time to push yourself beyond normal understanding and into, okay, I guess I'll do this next, that's called burnout. I need to put something on that burn. Not gonna gain you anything but fatigue. And that understanding is intrinsic to me, so I hope it lands in you as well as you listen and see, hey, have you been drinking enough water? Well, are you sufficiently hydrated? Should you step aside, take a moment and do that? See to that? To hydration? To drinking in more than water is? Because I can usually get you to acknowledge water as a need, but the entertainment, or an opportunity to read, or think, or sit and do none of those. Sometimes you need that, so pause to straighten yourself, check your posture, strike a pose, realize you are taking the moment. And it can be an anxious thing to confront it, it is for me, that you've been neglecting several axes in order just to keep going. That lack of safety boiled in. Hey, have you been drinking enough water, sufficiently hydrated? When was the last time checking in on people's habits? In general, I'm checking on your habits. In general, you should check your habits. In general, this need is vital. And when you pull it off, you see you can consume water and time and anything else you think of when you're here with me and I'm reminding you. You need to keep you functioning. We're not machines. We're more than flesh. The mind is never truly occupying this vessel, but the vessel must be maintenance, because it's the way you access the world. Bear that in mind the next time anyone's like, hey, have you been drinking enough water? They're also saying, hey, if I see you take a second, I understand you have needs. Check in. Don't begrudge it too much. And when you do it, do more than that as well. Figuratively introspect, realize you're often asked to compromise. And you shouldn't have to intersect compromise with this time, so rest and drink some water, and I'm gonna ask you to drink some of this as well. If you're in the midst of a trance and you take a moment to serve your shell, to go and get things done, you would reward yourself if you put some resources into dropping just as deep when you get back. That's what you can do to optimize. Let your brain go slack and your body get so deeply hypnotized if you pause to drink. And you're like, oh no, I moved a bunch. That's surely going to knock me into trance. Nope. Mind goes deeper and deeper still because you're taking care of yourself. And until you do that, how can you really be gone in an altered state? Am I putting my oxygen mask on first before assisting others? Ask yourself that one question. And once you've answered that, once you've considered your state, enmesh and indulge in trance. Let your brain go deep down. Asking yourself that question routinely, let your mind roam around. Are you doing self-maintenance enough to really be even indulging in trance? Because if you're spending time with me and you haven't got your body at least up to a basic level of suitability for dropping deep through having no significant worry about immediate need. Drink water, gain entertainment, get your rest, find a habit, have some fun, then do the hard work, hon, because this is hard work. Looking beyond the immediate and saying, at some point in the future, I will see to all these needs, put them on the agenda, acknowledge there may not be a point far in the future and you may have to move that future time up. Move it up again. Nearer. There you go. You may need to move it quite close to satisfy this or yourself, you know. Listen close. I will now enjoy the fruits of your hard work. Have you been hydrating? If you have been and you get here, the little perk is deeper and deeper down. Night, night, dear. I'm rooting for you, proud of you, and think of this. You deserve to go just as deep as this. Use every tool and drop real deep, knowing that as you go asleep, you have hydrated, found a watering hole to drink, and now another meter, another little Sims meter, another little part of your brain, an exhausted reservoir, gets to fill up with trance, with me, with whatever you need to lubricate the wheels of your life, and whatever comes next, deeper and deeper down, assuming you've taken care of it now.